say, this is because of the corruption that everybody wants to be posted to the border.
Yes, now. They all want to be posted to the border. Even for speculations, people borrow money to even be posted to the border. Well, you see that the thing is not just from the bottom.
Now, confirm something. None of these monies received are received for.
They are not received for now. For illegal money, who receives money? What would he say? What would he write then? What would he write? No, what is he collecting it for now?
Then because if you are flying, nobody pays any money to stamp a passport.
But on the, that's why the corruption is just seated on the ground.
So the corruption is seated on the ground?
Yes, man. It's seated on the ground.
And then you think this is stealing from the poor? Because
most of the people that are traveling here, if they have the money to travel, to fly, they will fly. And their problem, their woes will be diluted. But in a situation where somebody does not have money to fly, what will he do? He goes on the road. And because he's on the road, who does he know that he can call? Who does he know that he can complain to? Nobody. So they treat him as the one.
Have they ever, like as a driver, have they ever given you so much problem that you said you don't want to?
Somebody can park. Sometimes all these men, they can, because of one passenger, they can park you for 2 hours. You people will be begging, okay, okay, don't do me Bamoya, collect like this. You just be there and be telling you this is how much it's going to collect.
Now, are Ghanaians, investors involved in road transport from Nigeria to Ghana and back?
Every Ghana man does not want to involve himself in transportation across this. If you watch, the only African country that the Ghanaian invests his boss on is between Ghana and Benin. That's why. They don't like going beyond Benin because many of them that are approached me, that was simple, that knew that everything. After telling them what it takes to open that round, they just go back and tell you they cannot. It's like it's only Nigerian numbers that can successfully do the business. That's what they tell me.
But you also passed through a lot of challenges in Ghana. Why don't Nigerian investors give up?
And that is because Nigerian investors, you know, they believe in like whatever thing it is. When officer increases his money, he too increases his ticket fare. So the whole thing boils down to the poor traveler. You get the front and poor traveler.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much.
Right.
This is so eye-opening.